This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Clint, I don't think we've ever asked you this on the air. Are you a four-team playoff guy or an eight-team playoff guy?
Eight.
I am four, 100% four. You can always bank on this, Sean. You guys may have some of the best, come up with some of the best questions for the guest and, I guess, guest host, I guess you call
no,
that.
No, you're not a guest, really.
Y'all's questions are phenomenal. You can always, 100% of the time, bank on if the question asked, if the answer has anything to do with what is best for the players,
yeah,
I'm leaning that direction, baby.
Okay, just let me take a devil's advocate, because I'm a four-team playoff guy. It has nothing to do with what's best for the players. It's just what I think is the most compelling product. Could you argue that asking players to play another game is not necessarily in the best interest of players that are playing for free?
No, I'm not a fewer game guy. Period. You know, I don't think one more game when you're playing 12 or 13 is a major ordeal. But I do believe if that is a sore topic for someone, I think it's easily answered by you eliminate Arkansas. I mean, I'm just off the top of my head,
the
schedules
champion.
I know. I mean, Arkansas is playing North Texas and Tulsa, and I mean Alabama just beat ULM and the coaches complaining because the fans weren't in the stands.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, those kind of games are, I get it. And again, I'm all about, you know, those smaller universities getting that big payday when they go to Alabama, they go to a Power Five. I'm all about it. But I think that can be, they can figure out a way around that extra game and keep it the same.
I have a dream that one day the champions of the five power conferences,
Richard Luther Lord,
two at-large teams, and the number one team from the group of five will comprise an eight-team NCAA college football playoff field. It allows for payoffs to the group of five, which I think deserves to have. If you want to call it throwing them a bone, go ahead, but they deserve it. They deserve a seat at the table, as far as I'm concerned. The two at-large would create a great deal of debate and discussion, generate a lot more interest. And, of course, the five conference champions, I think, would all be deserving of a spot. I think it allows for Cinderella stories. It allows for some improbable outcomes from time to time. Won't always go by the chalk. I just think it would be more fun if there were eight teams.
I think it eliminates... I agree 100% with you. That's exactly what I would do as far as the eight go. But the big part for me is I think it eliminates the first year you had? Was it TCU and Baylor?
Baylor, yeah.
You're splitting hairs. And then you end up getting a team in and somebody just absolutely gets destroyed. So everybody's saying, well, they shouldn't have been there. Who was it last year? Somebody last year. I know it was
Clemson. Clemson got destroyed last year.
Well, no, I'm talking about who didn't get in. I know either last year or the year before when Penn State won the big and didn't get in.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you just eliminate those kind of things. And I know everybody says, well, if you go to eight, then at the eight mark, there's going to be arguments. Well, that's a whole different argument. There's a whole different argument to be had between eight and nine than four and five.
Yeah, I guess first of all, I like four because I do like the debate and the argument. I like that one of the Power Five conferences is inherently going to get left out every year because it makes for great debate and conjecture. It also, to me, the reason why we've seen a lot of these early season heavyweight matchups that we weren't seeing before the college football playoff is because of the 14 playoff, because you need this stuff on your resume, because you have a selection committee now that is deciding these things, and those matchups impress them. I would be concerned if you went to eight, if teams would just look at it and go, well, these out-of-conference matchups don't mean anything anymore. All we got to do, if we win our conference, we're in.
What's wrong with that?
Because I like seeing those games. I don't want teams to stop scheduling.
I don't think they'd go away completely.
I don't think so either. That's my concern, though, is that schools would dial back on taking big matchups outside of the conference. It may not. I just don't feel like risking that because I like the way it is right now.
You know what, the NCAA, my biggest concern was year one when Ohio State got in, and my argument doesn't hold water because they ended up winning the whole damn thing, right?
Yeah.
So it crushed me. I'm a firm believer. A part of getting in the playoffs should be that you showed up, and in their case, you won the game when you were playing your worst football. You found a way to win when you were in a dogfight against a team that shouldn't even be on the field with you, and they weren't able to do that year. Virginia Tech beat them at home opening week. But they came back and said, well, it was early enough in the season. You can win enough. You can impress enough moving forward.
Yeah.
So now all these teams are scheduling these week ones, and it's like, who cares? Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter.
You win your conference based on your conference record, not your overall record. So I would almost argue in the other direction, Sean, that if you weren't risking a whole lot in terms of jeopardizing your chances to win your conference and
maybe
clinch that automatic bid, that – teams might be even more willing
I think
strengthen their case in the event they're under consideration for one of the at-large bids.
I think the answer is you'd see both. You'd see some schools doing it one way. You'd see some schools doing it other ways.
I know it'd be some damn good football, Sean.
What, the 8-team playoff?
Eight of them would be some.
It would be fun. It's not like I'm going to boycott it if they go to eight teams. If they go to eight teams, I think it'll be great. I like, especially in the business that we're in, I think a 4-team playoff is more conducive to better radio and better discussions than an eight team that gets very formulaic at some point along the way. And one thing undeniably that an 18 playoff would do is it would water down, to what extent we don't know, but it would water down matchups like these this weekend. Georgia traveling to LSU, number 2 versus number 13. Washington at Oregon, number 7 at number 17. Wisconsin and Michigan is basically an elimination game for these two teams.
But you say water down. Georgia LSU is going to play a hand in determining who plays for that league championship.
I get it, but it would water down the impact for both teams if you went to an 18 playoff.
Agree to disagree.
Okay. Well, maybe not that one, but what about Wisconsin and Michigan? 15 versus 12.
Right. It's the same thing, right? It's going to impact who goes to the Big Ten championship game.
I think it just – well – yeah, but then when you have an 18 playoff, you got a couple teams thinking of at large bids. You know, I think if you go back and look at the college football these first 4 years they've done the playoff, and see which teams would be in there as at larges, you start to get into some teams that have 2 losses, 3 losses. I like it that you've got to be nearly perfect to get into the playoff. I like that.
I agree.
I don't like having mulligans. I don't like that Michigan could lose this game or Wisconsin could lose this game, and with 2 losses, maybe even 3 losses, they still have a chance to get into the playoffs.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
I can't argue against that, Sean. I don't know that I don't agree 100% with you, but what I don't like is the Penn State Ohio State deal last year. I don't like a team that goes and wins their conference and doesn't get in, and somebody else in their conference does.
Ohio State getting in instead of Penn State. Yeah,
I just don't like it. I just don't see how you can play and not play in your championship game and get in.
Winning a conference should mean more than that.
Absolutely.
And the 18 playoff would ensure that it meant a lot.
So to me, that's the part that I dislike that more. It's the whole I hate losing more than I like winning. You know what I mean?
I just can't.
That just bothers me for a team to go in there and do what Penn State did. And I'm not a Penn State guy. And I don't even remember all the details of it. But for them to go in there and have a chance and really do everything that they could do in their control and still not get in and somebody underneath them get in, I just can't get down with that.
And so far every year, there's been at least one, maybe two teams when they're putting together the 4-team playoff field that are no-brainers. Of course they're getting in. It's obvious they're getting in. So it's normally just a discussion about who grabs a couple of spots, which is essentially what it would be if you had 2 at-large bids following the 5 conference champions.
I guess
it would be a great discussion about who deserves those 2 spots.
I guess. I think the other thing you run the risk of is if you have a conference that's very imbalanced, one division is a lot better than the other division.
The SEC right now.
The SEC. Well, or, you know, you see sometimes these conference title games where a team with 3, sometimes 4 losses sneaks in because you're in this division that's just this big bloodbath going against them. I wouldn't want to see a team that's like 8-4, but they get into their conference championship game.
They've done what it took to get in that conference championship game, and they won that conference championship game. I don't have a problem if they happen to have a few losses.
Yeah, I don't like that.
They proved themselves at the time they needed to prove themselves.
Right. And in that system, that's the time you need to prove yourself. I don't like that system is what I'm saying. Okay. I don't like that system. I like 4 teams. Now, these 3 games, if you had to slot these 3 games here in order of intrigue, Georgia, LSU, Washington, and Oregon, Wisconsin, and Michigan, if you had to watch these 3 games at the same time, what are you putting on the big TV and what goes on the medium TV well, and the small TV.
First of all, I'm a little disappointed the LSU game isn't under the lights.
That's CBS thing.
Yeah, I know, but yeah. I would have thought it would be a no-brainer. I'm sure if LSU had the call, that it would be a night game.
I don't know. If LSU had the call, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't.
But it's probably Georgia-LSU just by virtue of, you know, Georgia's a legit national championship contender. The SEC, regardless of maybe taking some hits in the last couple of years, I think is still clearly the best conference in college football. I'd go Georgia-LSU.
Georgia-LSU.
Yeah, it's hard to argue that one. But that Wisconsin, Michigan, and I'm gonna tell you, I'm not a Big Ten guy. I just outside of Ohio State, I just don't see it. You know, I see what Ohio State's doing, but I just do not see the rest of it. But I'm interested in that Wisconsin, Michigan game. I like you said, I think those are two teams that always are in the conversation late, and here we are mid-season could get completely booted out of the conversation.
Yeah. And maybe your argument, Rich, about out of conference is kind of playing out with it. Like, Michigan's lost one game, but it's Notre Dame out of conference. So they're still, you know, firmly in the mix.
That's
they're undefeated
loss.
In
same,
the Big
same
Ten.
Same thing with Washington, right? They got beat by Auburn week
got
one.
Got beat by Auburn. That loss is not looking as good a few weeks in. But, yeah, they lost. Right. Yeah. They lost a hard-fought game in Auburn's footprint in Atlanta. So that's not a bad loss. And they're sitting at number 7. I think Oregon wins that game against Washington this weekend in Oregon.
I just feel like, let's say Texas runs the table. I feel like Texas, a team like that, the fact that they stumbled out of the gate against Maryland but recovered in time to run the table, win the conference, it shouldn't be in the – that shouldn't matter in any way whatsoever that they drop that
over. If Texas runs the table, they're in. That logo
well,
on the side of that
too.
Helmet, they ain't keeping that
you
one.
Sure?
You're right.
Yep. What if Notre Dame, Clemson, Alabama, and Ohio State all go undefeated?
That's why you need an 18 field, Sean.
Maybe okay, I'm not sure.
Put that aside.
Nice.
Put
I see
aside.
What you did over
yeah,
there,
no,
Rich.
Stop helping him out, Rich. I want to know. When people just make blanket statements without looking at the
record. No, you're right. You throw those.
It won't happen because teams that know we never have four undefeated teams.
Right. Sure.
But those teams are going to be favored in all their games the rest of the season, those four teams. Texas needs an upset.
Yeah. Who'd you rattle off?
Notre Dame, Clemson,
Alabama.
Ohio State, and Alabama.
Wow.
Georgia's undefeated, too.
Yeah. So is West Virginia, for that matter.
Yep. Well, Texas will play them, though.
Right.
So, anyway, something to food for thought. I get what you're saying. Like, chances are, if Texas goes 12-1, they're going to get in because chances are one of those teams is going to stumble above them.
That would just be a hell of a deal because for me, it's that logo on the side of the helmet means a lot more than they talk about it.
Yeah, it does. It does. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.